Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I appreciate you tuning in. Hope you have fun, because I have a blast doing this. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. Come on, right? I think even you goobers can handle this. The weekday goobers can handle it, and they're not very smart. Yeah, I know some of them are listening right now. And the weekend goobers, you're a lot smarter than them. So you play audiences against each other. So it's simple. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. Then you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. There you'll find the social media icons. I need to change one also on Facebook. Facebook, we now have a Facebook page for the weekend show. So on Facebook, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. And you can go over there and like that page. And then you can leave comments and whatever you want to do on that page. It's for fun. And let's see, you can download the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Pretty easy, right? So let's get rolling. There are a couple of things that I want to cover in this last hour. And I want to start with the idea that this whole concept of energy. Damien and I were talking during the break, for example. I had heard that gas in downtown Los Angeles was going for about $8 a gallon. He said he paid a little over $6 a gallon for it. And I paid about I don't know whether it was regular or premium. But here in Denver, it's going for about $3.33, maybe cheaper at one of the, like at Costco or someplace. But I filled up yesterday just because I needed to get gas, and it was $3.33 a gallon. And we were talking in the break about here how irritating it is. Because it does, at least I was saying, because it does not need to be this way. That's what drives me nuts. I like simple things, because I'm kind of a simpleton. I like simple things. Well, guess what? The energy sector is not a simple thing. And right now, the entire world is in desperate need of new energy supplies. They really are. I mean, so regardless of whether the Nord Stream pipelines, 1 and 2, whether they were sabotaged or whether there was, an accident of some sort, it doesn't make any difference. And it doesn't make any difference whether Vladimir Putin is cutting off natural gas supplies to Italy or to France or to Germany or to anybody. It doesn't make any difference. The bottom line is we are in need of desperate new energy supplies. Now, why is that? Let's first understand why it's important to have new energy supplies. Because all of the great things about this country, now, I'm not talking about the fundamental structure of government, because the fundamental structure of self-governance is what has led to our ability to have cheap and abundant energy. Because in a dictatorial country, You can't have that stuff. So set aside that basic fundamental principle. I want to go through a breakdown of how quickly natural gas could be deployed relative to the pace of wind energy, for example. And again, to give it some context, think about how quickly and efficiently new supplies of natural gas could be deployed versus deploying enough windmills, wind turbines, to supply all of the electrical needs that we have, not just now, but for when we get out of this recession and the economy starts growing again and people start consuming more electricity. Or, you know, unlike Europe, we don't necessarily use a lot of electricity for heating. We use natural gas and heating oil for heating in this country. Now, in Europe, a lot of it's electric-based heating. They have those stupid energy heating baseboards. Natural gas is fast. Wind is not. It's just not. First, let's think about just the basics of power. Over their 25 life years, the cumulative power generated from these two sources are exactly the same. 25 years lifespan. One, a gas well. Two, 9 massive 3-megawatt wind turbines. Simple enough so far, right? Now picture in your mind, I want you to picture in your mind two things. Now if you've never seen an oil well, you may have seen the jack pumps, you know, the big pumps that go up and down. If you've traveled anywhere in the country, you may have seen those. Well, those aren't necessarily used when you get to natural gas. Once you've drilled for natural gas, it really looks not much different than you might see next to a large office building where natural gas comes up out of the pipeline into the natural gas system of a big building. It's a series of pumps and valves that come up out of the ground that then feed into the distribution system. So imagine that. It's small, it's compact, maybe 6-8 feet high, maybe a couple of feet wide. Doesn't take up much space at all, other than you have to fence it in, you have to put gravel around it, it's a small footprint. Now imagine over here another picture, a picture of just one wind turbine. I don't know how tall they are, but think about how tall they are. And those gigantic blades, if you ever seen them spinning, you understand why they kill eagles. Something flies next to one of those things, even though they're not spinning fast, it's the power behind those as they turn. Whap! You get an eagle, chop off its head, eagle flies down to the ground. But nobody cares about that, right? Because it's wind. Now, speed. Let's think about speed. We talked about size. We've talked about the basics in terms of the lifespan. One gas well. 15 billion cubic feet of gas, 9 massive 3-megawatt turbines, only 27 megawatts total nameplate capacity. So it's pretty simple. But then we get to speed. Let's just think about speed logically for a second. Which one of these could be done faster? Drill one well or prepare a site for 9 giant wind turbines somewhere suitably. Now, you're going to have the problem of not in my backyard. So, you know, Martha's Vineyard's not going to want them off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. People in Santa Barbara aren't going to want them off the coast of Santa Barbara. People aren't going to want them off, I can't think of the name off of the island off San Diego. They're not going to want them there. They're not going to want them off the coast of Galveston. They're not going to want them off the coast of South Beach in Florida. No. So you have the NIMBY problem. Then you have to manufacture them. And think about how the supply chain is all disrupted right now. And then you have to install all of that. Once you actually manufacture those. Now, I'm not hating on windmills. I'm just explaining to you that the logistics and the speed. One, you drill one well. Boom. Over and done. You site. You have to manufacture 9 giant windmills to even get close to the capacity of one natural gas well. And that one well, boom, is done. And the giant wind turbines, once they are manufactured, then you have to figure out, now all this occurs simultaneously, of course, or at least it should, you got to figure out where you're going to put those 9. Then let's think about, let's quantify the time that it takes, just kind of roughly. Let's say we have 2 groups of people. One group has to deliver 27 megawatts of wind, and one group has to deliver 1 gas well. Go. Ready? Go. A gas operator could deliver that one well in approximately 3 months, around 90 days. The wind team delivers their 27 megawatt project in 24 months, 3 months versus 2 years. And that's at a minimum. Alarm bells, are they going off? They should be. Wind projects are routinely much larger than 27 megawatts. And so the months per megawatt, in the example I just gave, is actually longer than the norm. So that 24 months is actually longer than that. But in this game of scale that we're playing right here, gas wells scale much better. I want to talk about one of the largest wind farms in the world, just in this game of scale. The McIntyre Wind Farm is Australia's largest wind farm, projected to have 180 massive turbines with a total nameplate capacity of 1 gigawatt. It'll be probably 5 years before that's done from the time someone shoots the starter pistol and says go. 5 years. That power could be replicated with only 37 gas wells that could be online in less than a year from that same starting pistol saying go. So let's pause for just a moment. Let's pause right here for just a moment. I want you to think about Damien and I talking about the price of gas in downtown Los Angeles. So Los Angeles is paying somewhere between $5 and $6 a gallon. Here in Denver, I'm paying a little over $3 a gallon. I don't know what it is where you live. But I can tell you right now that to supply the kind of power that Denver will need to heat, well, the state of Colorado will need to heat itself when it actually gets cold here, and the amount of heat that will need to be generated when it gets down below 50 degrees in Los Angeles and Damien's freezing his butt off, you know, because it's, oh my God, it's 50 degrees, we got to turn the fireplace on. We get acclimated to climate. And so we don't really turn on the furnace here until it starts getting, you know, like down in the 30s or 40s at night. But people who've lived in Los Angeles or live in San Diego or live somewhere on the coast, they're not accustomed to that kind of cold weather. So they start using heat sooner than we do. That's just the basics of being accustomed and acclimated to where you live. So let's go back to that wind farm in Australia. If their power costs are going up, do you want to wait 5 years for that wind farm to get finished? Because how much do you think the price of producing that wind farm is going to go up over the life of the manufacturing, installation, and bringing it online? Because the price of all those goods are going to go up. All the materials are going to go up. And that's assuming you can get the materials. Gas pipeline, gas well, you pretty much have that material supplied and stored in yards because we haven't been allowing new natural gas wells to be drilled. So all of that material that was online ready to go is in storage in these pipe yards all over the country right now. Particularly here in the Rocky Mountain West, we have all of that stuff. So let me just say this succinctly. The power from a, well, let me take a break first. Let me tell you this coming up next. Because I want to tell you about the power from a wind farm and how that replication between that and natural gas plays out. Text the word Mike to 33103. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get the timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-885-3663. That's 800-885-3663.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Send me your message, Mike, and your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You got it. Back to this energy thing. Because I really wanted to go through this timeline, because the whole world right now is screaming, we need energy, we need energy. Well, I think we're finally waking up to the policies of this administration have eviscerated the oil and gas industry in this country, and we could easily get back to $2 a gallon, and that cheap energy would help reduce inflationary pressures. It would help break up supply chain problems. It would turn this economy on. Now, we still have the problem of overspending by the government. We still have the problem of the Federal Reserve trying to raise interest rates. I mean, I was in a meeting yesterday with a new sponsor, and we were talking about the Federal Reserve and what Jerome Powell's going to do in terms of raising interest rates and what that's doing to the mortgage industry and to the housing industry. And I said, the problem is Jerome Powell is having to continue to increase interest rates because it's like he's in a race that every time he raises interest rates, Congress over here and the president are spending even more money. So the more money they spend, the greater the inflationary pressures. So the more he has to raise interest rates to try to slow down the effects of their spending. It's like we're in this arms race between spending by the dumbasses in Congress and this president and the Federal Reserve. Now, look, I'm not a fan of the Federal Reserve, but I understand exactly why Jerome Powell is doing what he's doing. If Congress would just go home, just go away, quit spending, and if this president would just stop trying to kill the oil and gas industry. Remember, he told that little girl on Staten Island when he was running for president. He walked over in that creepy little way that he does, and he said, I promise you, we're going to end fossil fuels. Well, guess what? He's you ought to be proud. If that's what you wanted, that's what you're getting. And if that's what you thought you were, if this is what you thought you were going to get, then you're dumber than a box of rocks. Because this country, the world needs cheap, reliable energy. So back to my timeline. Obviously, you can tell I get riled up about this. I get riled up about it because I grew up in oil and gas country. I practiced oil and gas law. My family's had oil and gas wells on their property. I understand how this works. And this timeline shows that we don't have to be doing what we're doing if we would just recognize that it's not going to destroy the earth if we actually do what we need to do, which is to drill oil and gas and make this country an energy exporter again. Back to that timeline right after this.
Exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000 ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54%. By 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Redding Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Redding Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement are very easy. Text the word Michael in your message to 33103. And as some of you have been doing, you can obviously tweet me. You can tweet at me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. There's an interesting conversation going on Twitter right now about election fraud. I just want to say this on air. You can go on Twitter and you can read for yourself. We may all want to be able to prove or show that there was enough fraud in the 2020 election that Donald Trump actually won. But I also want to weigh 10 or 15 pounds less than I do now. But wishing it does not make it true. So don't misread what I say, that there is not enough, if any, empirical evidence to show that there was enough fraud to overturn the election. Wishing it so does not make it so. And while all of us that, I shouldn't say all of us, but while those of us who wish that Donald Trump was president right now and not Joe Biden, we can wish that all we want. But one, what's done is done, because again, I ask you, under what authority does anyone, even it, let's just play this game for a second before I get back to energy. Let's play this game. There are enough lawsuits in enough swing states to show that Donald Trump actually won Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, whatever number you need. And let's say that judges in those cases rule, aha, there was fraud and the vote was incorrect. That will get appealed to the Supreme Court. In fact, if that's in federal district court, which is where it should be, that will go directly from the trial court in federal district court. That will probably go straight to the Supreme Court. The appeals courts in all of those jurisdictions will immediately throw it up to the Supreme Court. What's the Supreme Court supposed to do? The Supreme Court cannot order a new election. Now, you may say, but what happened in Bush v. Gore? They didn't order a new election. They said, stop counting the ballots. This count is legitimate. That's what you use. So if we play our hypothetical out, they say, okay, there was fraud, and the fraud over here was enough that these elections are not valid. Who has the authority to issue a new election? Who has the authority to call for a new election? Who? Play that out in your mind, because there are so many different scenarios. It truly becomes a constitutional crisis, and not in the terms that most people use, everything's a constitutional crisis. That is a true constitutional crisis, because we're 2 years in, we're 5 weeks away from midterm elections. So we're 2 years and 5 weeks away from a presidential election. Under what authority, under what constitutional authority, does someone order a new election in the middle of a presidential election? Just play the game out. Wishing it were so doesn't make it so. And thinking that this is a simple issue, that, oh, if I can just show fraud over here in these three states, then Donald Trump becomes president. Under what authority does that? Where does that happen? Think it through. I understand people's anger and frustration. I get that. But just wishing it so does not make it so. And even if it did, even if just wishing it so made it so, what do we do? That's the greater question. What do we do? That's why, boy, don't even get if you. Stay tuned next week. If you want to hear me discuss the midterm elections, well, you know, we'll do that next week. We'll do the midterm elections. Because if you want to fix things, early balloting is beginning, probably this coming week in some places. People better wake up and pay attention to what's going on. Let's go back to, I want to finish the energy thing. Because the energy thing is almost as important as the election thing. Because what we're seeing is we're seeing the destruction of this country by destroying the cheap, reliable energy that we have had that made us an energy exporter, which made us completely unreliant on any foreign adversary, the Saudis, the Venezuelans, anybody. It made us the most powerful nation on earth. That's how important cheap, reliable energy is. It's important for our national security. It's important for our economic security. It's important for getting us back on the economic track that we need to be on. This is the, in my issue, in my opinion, this is the number one issue of how we correct things in this country. Because the other way, otherwise, the economy is going to feces. It's just going to feces. And it will be worse than 2008. It will be worse than the 1979 to 1982 period when Ronald Reagan came in and actually tried to fix stuff. That's how important this issue is. So where were we? We were going through the timeline, and I was just about to put the timeline in succinct terms. Here are those succinct terms. The power from a wind farm that takes approximately 5 years could be replicated by 37 gas wells that could be online in less than 1 year. What do you want to wait for? Do you want to wait for 5 years or more? Or do you want to wait less than a year to get the same amount of energy, an energy that's more reliant and more reliable than wind energy? This is why when we're talking about adding energy fast, we need to be reasonable about what the solutions actually are. Let me address what I think is going on in some people's heads right now. I think that wind should be deployed at likely the same pace you think it should be deployed. We probably agree on that because I'm an all sources guy. Now, we still have the NIMBY problem, not in my backyard. So you got to figure out where you're going to put all these wind turbines. I see them on the eastern plains of Colorado. I see them when I fly from Denver International. I fly from here to Houston or somewhere. I see these wind farms all across the eastern plains of Colorado, all across the plains of Oklahoma and North Texas. I see them everywhere. And I can't even imagine what it's like looking at those. I mean, you know, one of the great things about living in Colorado, if you're a tourist coming into Colorado and you're driving from Kansas or Oklahoma or Texas, is you pull up and there's a point on the horizon where you begin to see the purple mountains majesty. Yeah, if you can see them through the wind farms. I think wind should be deployed at about the same pace you probably do. But the point in all of this is that the pace is too slow, and faster isn't necessarily an option today or even in the near future. Yes, wind and solar capacity additions currently outpace other energy, net gas included. But this does not mean that they scale faster than natural gas. It means that natural gas additions are severely throttled back due to opposition, due to political issues. Don't confuse the two. We could be energy independent in less than a year if people in Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, Joe Manchin, you butthead, are you listening, Democrat from West Virginia? You say that you're for all sources, yet what do? You sell your soul out for green energy just to get a few little tidbits for West Virginia. Well, guess what? In oil-producing states and natural gas-producing states like Wyoming and Colorado and the Dakotas and Texas and Oklahoma, New Mexico, all the others, screw you. Because you did nobody a favor. There is significant infrastructure needs for both wind. You got to manufacture them. You got to do the mining. You got to do the transmission. Gas? Guess what? Pipelines, power plants? Yeah, no small feat for each. But we already have basic infrastructure for natural gas. And assuming equal footing for permitting and equal footing in terms of opposition, natural gas infrastructure wins out here as well. Natural gas wins out every time. The world, is in dire need of more energy. I want it to be clean. But unfortunately, well, let's back up before I say. We all want it to be clean energy. Natural gas is one of the cleanest burning fuels that we have. And when you look at what we've done technologically with coal, or you look at how clean nuclear energy is, you could ask yourself, why are we not doing this? Because of irrational opposition. Absolutely irrational opposition by those who just insist that we go straight to green energy. I think we have green energy now. It's just that we've been fed so many lies about natural gas, and for that matter, coal and oil, that we're not only fighting NIMBY, we're fighting stupidity. Ignoring the fact that natural gas deployment is faster, quicker, cheaper, more effective, ignoring that means that a lot of people are not going to have enough energy. And when people don't have energy, bad things happen. Mark my words on this one. Because you'll see it in Europe, you'll see it in Russia, you'll see it in Ukraine, you'll see it in North America, you'll see it in South America, you'll see it everywhere except where? Yeah. Communist China, where the Chinese Communist Party recognize. I mean, isn't it sad when I have to say that the one place in the world that recognizes that cheap, reliable energy is the key to their national security are a bunch of commies in China? And they're actually deploying more? Good grief. We've gone so far off the rails because we allow a small, tiny, ignorant minority to convince all the rest of us that if we don't do this, somehow the planet's going to burn up and we're all going to die. Well, I'll tell you this. If we don't do this, the planet's not going to burn up, but a lot of people are going to die. Because natural gas and the ability to provide energy from us to other parts of the world, that stops hunger. That allows other countries to develop, to become less poor, maybe actually become productive nations. Yeah, I'm talking about Africa. They could actually pull themselves out of the poverty they live in. Now, you still have problems with the governments, obviously. But the people would see that they have an opportunity, you might have a revolution. Same is true in Iran. That's the natural gas type timeline. Think on that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Sebastian Gorka here. I'm living a very blessed life as an intelligence analyst, a national talk show host and author, and I have an amazing family. But like many of us, aches and pains start to interfere with living my best life, even just walking the dog. But I found Relief Factor 3 years ago, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains, and now I'm pain-free, and I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better, move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 other Americans. Get started today with your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Almost 70% of those who order go on to use it more. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, into the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
The weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. You know, I was going to do something different in this last segment, but Damien and I were talking during the break about the news coverage of Hurricane Ian and how that might differ from Katrina. So I want to tell you a story real quick. There, during Katrina, we did every single thing that FEMA is currently doing for Hurricane Ian. I staged supplies, material, food, water, everything you can possibly imagine, including the urban search and rescue teams. I had them staged all the way from Atlanta to Houston in a giant arc. Now, people have asked, well, why didn't you have it closer to New Orleans? Why didn't you have it closer to Mississippi? Because I didn't want all of those supplies and all of those men and women on the urban search and rescue teams to become victims of Katrina itself, and then I have to backfill all of those things that got destroyed. That's basic emergency management. You don't put people, those rescue workers, in danger until the storm has passed, because there is the personal responsibility that people have at the state and local level to protect themselves until the storm's passed, and then we move in, and then we do everything that we can. The same thing was done in Ian, and the same thing was done in Katrina. The problem is that, and I don't know how to put my finger on this, but there are a lot of problems in Florida right now. There are rescues still going on to this day, even though Ian's passed now for 48 hours or so. There's still rescues going on. But I think the problem is this. The media doesn't want to focus on those things because who are they going to blame? You see, it was easy to blame me because I represented George W. Bush. And it was time for the media, as they always have. They've always been biased. So the mainstream media, the dominant media, as I call them, that part of the cabal, they had me to focus on. So any problem was exacerbated by focusing on me. Why aren't you doing that? One time Anderson Cooper came to me. Anderson Cooper wanted to take a boat to go see a rescue, and I wouldn't let him do it because that was one less boat that I could use to rescue other people. The media doesn't want to focus on Ian right now because who are they going to blame? They don't want to blame the Biden administration. They'd love to blame Ron DeSantis because the media sees Ron DeSantis as this guy that sends, you know, migrants to Martha's Vineyard. But we can't pin it on him yet. So we don't want to be seen as, you know, pointing problems out where Ron DeSantis could easily say, well, we've done everything we're supposed to do and FEMA hasn't done what it's supposed to do yet. So the media is scared. They're scared to cover everything going on. And I'd ask you this real quickly. Where's the media in terms of Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico, as Damien and I were talking about, gets treated like a stepchild without power for weeks on end. There are parts of Puerto Rico that haven't recovered from the last hurricane. There are parts of Puerto Rico that are just a hellhole right now. Where's the coverage of that and why? Think about that. Thanks for joining me on The Weekend with Michael Brown. Always great to have you guys with me. I have a blast doing it, and I have a blast listening, reading your tweets and your text messages and all of that. You can continue to tweet me. You can continue to text me, even if you're listening to the podcast. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll see you next week.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-885-3663. That's 800-885-3663.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.